from verse 6. Give us from the Living Bible. It'd be nice. The Living Bible. TLB. Dun 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 dun. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy fellow. Learn from their ways and be wise. For though they have no king to make them work, yet they labor hard all summer gathering food for winter. Of course, if you didn't get that one, I'll make it even simpler. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20, the Living Bible. The wise, you read it yourself. You are seeing it now. It's on the screen. Read, 1, 2, go. The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets. He spends whatever he gets. The wise man saves for the future. The foolish man spends whatever he gets. Like tomorrow is not coming. Listen, the problem is not the size of a man's income. The problem is the size of his mind. The way he thinks. Tell somebody, it doesn't matter how much you receive. Listen, if you follow what I'm going to share with you now, it'll make you rich. I mean in cash and assets and lands and you know what I mean now. I'm trying to say in all the things that money can refer to. Everything. You see, maybe I should give you a little more story. How I started saving. Okay? Because he just told you that the foolish man spends whatever he gets. He says, but the wise man saves for the future. We were still a young church. And we had to spend everything. Because, in fact, I also got money from, you know, the friends and others who sent me money. All the money we could get in the church was not enough. So I needed more money. And thank God I never had to ask them. But they sent me money. And so we would use money for hiring chairs, money for hiring the place, money for just name it. Follow up. I'll give them money to go and visit. You know, write down the names of all the people we're going to visit during the week. Okay? I'll go on visitation and then my other folks who go out on visitation would divide all the people we're going to visit. So there's some of you here. I came to visit you. Yeah. So we'll do all that. And we were spending all the money. Because there was just not enough. One day, I called the Pastor Tom who was, not Reverend Tom now, Pastor Tom. And I called him and I said, he was the one who was keeping the records. So I said, how much did we receive this past month? He went, got his records, and he said to me, 8,000 naira. I said, so how much is left? He smiled, he said, it's finished. I said, 8,000 naira is finished. I didn't even know that we could have 8,000 naira. I said, impossible. 8,000? How? What did we do with 8,000? He was trying to write the things. I was not interested. No, he didn't get my point. My point wasn't give me the list of what we did. I was not trying to balance the equation. My point was, What in the world did I do with 8,000 naira? Dear God. I said, what about the previous month? 8,000 naira, about, you know, somewhere around 8,000 naira also. So I found out that in the last 3 months, we had had up to 8,000 naira each month. I said, I spent 8,000 naira, God Almighty, on what? This is impossible. How could I have done that? Spend everything? How could I? Then I said, now, let me tell you what. From this month, you will save 5,000 naira. Hear what I'm telling you. We will use only 3. Listen to me. I didn't say save 3. We will use 5. I said save 5. We will use 3. I said, okay. That month, for the first time, he saved 5,000 naira. We operated with 3. And we had some extra over the 5. For the first time, we had money. Every time it finished, it was normal. And there was no problem. We weren't owing anybody. So we could have continued. But I said, what? That's wrong. I said, save 5. At the end of this month, we had 5,000 naira owing nobody. We were rich. That was the beginning. And from then on, I knew how to save. And I would save and save and always save. Because God said to save. He said, if you are wise, you will save. If you are a fool, you will spend everything. Are you following what I'm telling you? Imagine that you wanted a facility from a bank. They will ask you, how much do you have? Then you say, I don't have anything. I just want you to give me everything. They say, get out of here. You have to have something. And from there, I started learning to have something. I saved 5. And the rest is history. I kept on saving. I kept on saving much more than I received. Because I determined that I was not going to save 20%. No, not 50%. I will save more. 5 out of 8 to be saved. What a principle. So principle number 1. You already know it, right? Spend less than you earn. Much less than you earn. Be wise. Spend less than you earn. Don't say the money is not enough. I just told you. Listen, under normal circumstances, the 8,000 would have not been enough. I knew it. So that's why I wasn't interested in the list of things they were going to write for me. I knew that that would help me make an excuse. Because everything in the list will be important. But I was going to also use the miracle power of God to work things out for me. That's where you have to connect with God. What one man is spending 1 million naira on, you will probably do for 100,000. And they'll be surprised. Once you are determined, then God says, all right, I'm with you on it. Go ahead. Then you find his seal is on it. But if you say you're going to depend on money, then you always need enough money to do everything you want to do. But depend on him. What they are needing 10 million to do, you will do with 1 million. That is part of the blessing. You find things you don't have to pay for. So don't depend on money. Depend on God. But you must follow his principle. He told you to save. He knows why. So that when he requests for it, you can give him. And when he tells you to use it, you can use it. It might be the deposit that you need. Imagine that you needed something that is worth 100 million. And the man is ready to give it for 50,000. 50. The thing is 100 million. He's ready to give it for 50,000. And he says, if you have 50,000, I give it to you. You say, hey, I don't have. Hey, hey, I don't have. Hey. Why? Because you spent everything. Then you realize when God told you to save, he knew why. We have done things with money that will surprise you. That how much? And the values are so high. But you add the miracle power of God to it. Then they ask you, how much is it? You say 5 letters. F-E-I-T-H. If I catch you sleeping, you will be sorry. Don't even let me suspect you. So keep your eyes wide open. Don't rest your eyes. And if you are meditating on what I'm saying, keep your eyes open and meditate. Hallelujah. I want to show you a few things on saving just now. Just relax. Tell somebody, relax. So that's the first thing. Learn to save. Start saving. No matter how much you are receiving, start saving. Now, we will talk about where do you save. Do you put it in your house? Do you put it in the bank? Where do you now? You are saving. What? Where do you save? Because that's an important thing. See? It's one thing to have something you want to save, but where do you save it? I'll tell you. Now, the things I'm sharing with you are important because, you see, they come from the Word. And that's what gives credence to them. Let me give you an example. Genesis chapter 41. Let's read from verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. You remember when Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream? You remember? Okay. Next. The 7 good kin are 7 years. And the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the 7th and ill-favored kin that came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. You know this story. Okay. 7 thin cows eating up 7 fat cows. What a story. Verse 28. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Next. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. 7 years of plenty will come. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. He says, you're going to have, says God is showing you in the dream what's going to happen, Pharaoh. Joseph is telling him the meaning of his dream. He says, you will have 7 years of prosperity. After that, 7 years of famine will come. And the famine will be so severe that the 7 years of prosperity will be forgotten. It will consume the land. Next verse. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous, very severe. 32. And for that, the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Now he's given him the revelation, and now he starts telling him how to solve the problem. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. He says what? Save what? 20% in the seven plenteous years. Next verse. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Next. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Next verse. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants, the advice given by Joseph, that they should save 20% in the next 7 years, ahead of 7 years of famine that will come. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. So when you hear say he became the prime minister, that's what we tell you. Because Pharaoh remained king and president. But he made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Next. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee! And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Next verse. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. This was the guy that was sold into slavery. Do you know where he was before he came to this point? He was in prison. They brought him out of prison to answer the Pharaoh. It doesn't matter who is persecuting you. Don't worry. Care not for it. The hand of God is on your life. Nothing can be done against you successfully. Hallelujah. All right, go to verse 46. And Pharaoh, verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old. Okay, now you understand. How old was he? 30 years. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he was 30 years old when he became prime minister of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And guess what? As he came through, bow the knee, Joseph passed by. From prison. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. Next. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. Okay? And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. Why was God blessing? Because Joseph was there. Now, before Joseph went to prison, let me show you something so you understand this, Joseph. What chapter is this? 41. Go to chapter 39. Let's read from verse 1. Before this thing happened, why he was a servant before he went to prison, why he was a servant in the house of Potiphar, because he was the seed of Abraham. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. He was bought as a slave by Potiphar and brought into the house of Potiphar in Egypt. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Brothers and sisters, that's all you need. And the Lord was with Joseph in the house of Potiphar as a slave boy. The Lord was with Joseph. And he was what? Read it. I said, it doesn't matter what your position is. You can be a prosperous man. You can be a prosperous woman. This boy came as a slave and is described as a prosperous man. He has just been bought and brought in as a slave into Egypt. He doesn't have anything. He's a slave boy. Remember, the coat of many colors he was wearing the day that his brothers sold him to the Ishmaelites, they tore it. So he's coming with only what would have put on him as a slave. That's all he's got. Yet he's described as a prosperous man. Prosperity is not about how many cars you have. It's not the type of house you live in. Now you got a job. You decided to change the house so that your neighbors will know that you're a prosperous man. You now went to hire a house that is so big that you are spending money on the landlord's house that's costing you so much. Is that not foolishness? You now spent money to buy a very expensive car. Who is looking at the car you came with? You don't yet have anything in the bank. You don't have any money yet. You went to spend so much money. So that when you post like this on the window, you can't even use AC so that they can see it's you. Post your hand like this. Self-deception. The symbols of success. Especially musicians. It's true. Because until a musician is posing with what they call them? This roofless coupe. Mm-hmm. Open roof coupe. So that, And a lot of the cars are borrowed. No, that because they have to show a sign of prosperity. It is a sign of foolishness. 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 So really, if God had prospered you, is that the car you will buy? Really? So is that you are? Is that how you are? No, imagine. He doesn't have the car yet. He doesn't have the money yet. He just released an album, and he's already posing with that type of car. What if he actually has the money? Nobody will rest in the street. You come horning, pam, pam, pam! Special horn. So all the neighbors will wake up that he has come, he has come. Looking through the window, he has come. It has helped some people to hide at home earlier than before. People now go home earlier. He said he was a prosperous man. And someone now describes you as a prosperous man. Say, not me. I'm not. Don't dress me on borrowed robes. Dress you on borrowed robes? You, the seed of Abraham? You call that borrowed robes? Come on, square up, chin up, chest out. I know who I am. You see, prosperity is not about the things we can count. It is in your spirit. It is your person. He said he was a prosperous man. Put it back there. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. It doesn't matter where you're working. Because of you, that company can be blessed. Because you're a prosperous man. Let's look at it. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Next verse. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. All that he did. There's something I want to use, I would like you to see. You'd like it. Dun, 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 dun. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Everything I do prospers. Yeah. I'm very much like Joseph. I'm blessed in everything. The Lord is with me, and everything I do prospers. I'm a prosperous man. Glory to God. Next verse. No. Can we? Yeah. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. That's the way it should be. Be a faithful person. No pilfering. Something is put in your hand. You are taking some out. Stealing. Are you a Christian? Christians don't do that. It says, Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. Next verse. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. What's happening to the company you joined since you came? Since you came. Positive or negative? Since you came. Let me tell you, it's not something you need to be praying for. You know, some people like having Christians work for them. They say, they call you pastor. Say, pastor, hope you are praying for our company. They believe they have a power generator, you know, that now that they have you, you should be praying for them. Say, please, pray for us. Listen, it's not in the prayer. It is in the presence. There's a glory in your life. If they do you well, that's all they need. They don't need you to pray. Oh, Father, you know that I'm in this company now. For my sake, bless. They didn't say that Joseph was not praying for them like that. No. You are the seed of Abraham. God knows you are there. Oh, Lord, you know that I'm here. And because I am here, these people are blessed. Because I am here, because, oh, God, you are now making it fight with God, an argument. Relax. You are the seed of Abraham. Everywhere you go, there's a blessing. The Bible says, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. In the field? Potiphar had a field? What is that saying? We just saw. Who was Potiphar? Go to verse 1. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. 39. Chapter 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian. He was a soldier. But he had a field. That's a farm. So God blessed his farm. God blessed everything he had. He had a farm. He's an Egyptian. He's in the army. Joseph is taking care of his farm. And because of Joseph, the farm is blessed. Is that telling you something? Okay. So that takes me to the next thing. You see, When you save, the three important things. Consider long-term saving. Short-term saving. And saving for everyday use. That is, whatever might come up that may be necessary. Now, when we're talking about long-term saving, that means we're moving to the next thing. Because saving is for a purpose.